I think not so much one instant terrifying moaning, numbing.
Sinking feeling.
Yeah, numbing sensations are constant shellfire. Really get to you after a while. Remember how I said at first I walked around with mortar shells exploding and didn't bother me a bit, but after you've been in a long while and you've seen a lot of men blown up with the stuff, it keeps constantly coming in at you. A very heavy artillery barrage is very unnerving. The ground just shakes under you no matter what you do. It just jars your bones in your head. If you're in a foxhole, it literally jars. You can feel your bones just jarring, actually, from the explosions.
Do you remember having trouble sleeping?
Yes, yeah,
like after the war, did you have any flashbacks or have a lot of dreams?
For a short time, but I had more trouble sleeping right in the front line at all when you would try to catch a few. You would sit there just constantly on the alert. I used to sleep in a farmhouse. I stayed awake much longer than the men, but I would sometimes just have to doze off. And if they were out in foxholes, I would still be in there. If I wanted to catch a couple hours sleep or maybe an hour sleep, I would be laying in there on a straw mattress or something with my Tommy gun right up my head, boy, ready to jump up the slightest noise I heard coming into that building.
Remember, is that what you carried?
Yeah, I had a Thompson submachine gun all the way to Italy, and then when I went to Europe, they exchanged that for a Sten gun, which I didn't like nearly as well, but I guess it was cheaper or something. But anyway,
well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, you guys are.